With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Tuesday, September 6th, and for many of us, we are returning to work. If you've got a financial question, just go to jillonmoney.com. That's our website. All the cool stuff is there, including the ability to pre-order the new book. It's called The Great Money Reset: Change Your Work, Change Your Wealth, Change Your Life. That's the name of the new book, and it's inspired by you guys. Pre-order it now. Okay, let's go talk to Laura from Seattle.
My main question is, I am 10 years younger than my husband. He's 60, I'm 50. And I just want to make sure our financial picture is solid and sound, especially being the younger one of the two. We both work for the same company.
That's funny. So you both work together, or you just happen to work for the same company?
No, my husband has been working for this company for nearly 30 years. We're sales reps.
Uh-huh.
So we work from home, our office is in our home. But I came on with him about 4 years ago because he is just so busy. And I have, my background is in the same sort of background, sales and retail and management. And yeah.
Okay. So how is it going for you guys financially?
I think okay. I'm a worrier. My husband's not. So he thinks we're doing great. I don't know. I just want to get another look at it.
Okay, so let's start very easy here.
Okay.
You're married. Do you have kids?
We do. They're older. They're okay. Out of the house.
Okay. Yeah. How much do you guys earn together?
Together before taxes, about $350,000+
okay.
Before taxes. Our expenses kill us, I'll tell you.
Really? Because, are you independent contractors?
Yes.
Okay. So let's pull back the numbers a little bit for me. So out of the 350, what do you think you really are earning? Like, what percentage of that money, of that 350, falls to the bottom line for you?
Oh, I would say dollar-wise, mm-hmm. we're at about 250.
Tell me a little bit about the amount of money you need to live on. Like, if you were to, you have to pay taxes, and you said you've got expenses, you're putting money away for retirement. You're 50 and your husband's 60. So, you know, what do you think you need to plan on in terms of income that you will need to produce when you retire?
I would say roughly working out the numbers about 40 to 45 a year.
That's it? No way. You got to be living on more than that. You own a home?
We do.
And you have a mortgage outstanding on it?
Not much. I mean, $43,000. We'll mm-hmm. have that paid off before
by
we
the time
retire.
But you're putting away, how much money do you have in retirement assets right now?
Roughly, with both of our pictures, I would say $500,000.
Okay. How long do you think you're going to work?
We have a lot of discussions about that. I would say another 5 to 8 years.
Okay. And he's going to keep putting away like that kind of solid 50 grand a year, probably, your guess?
We're trying to. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I mean, look, you're putting away a bunch of money. Here's a good rule of thumb to think about. Let's mm-hmm. say that by the time you retire in 5 or 8 years, that your half a million is I don't know, $800, $900, maybe even it's $1 million. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to assume. I'm not assuming that you're making so much money on your money. What I am assuming is that you are actually able to contribute this much money. And that's the advantage you have. In other words, I'm not saying you're doubling your money, going from $500,000 to $1 million by the time you retire. I'm assuming your money makes some money and you're putting a lot away, so that by the time you retire, if you had $1 million, okay, which I'm guessing you're kind of on track for, just because, you know, if he's putting away $50,000 a year and it's 8 more years right there, you're getting pretty close to $1 million without any growth. So if you have that $1 million, if you presume that, you know, you want that money to last because it's got to, you will still be young. And so we need to make sure you've got enough money, that you'll generate about $30,000-$35,000 a year out of that $1 million. So if you have that plus his Social Security plus your Social Security, then you're probably on target to reach your needs. He may be right that, you know, gee whiz, you actually do have a pathway to hit retirement goals. I will say that when you're worried about this, it may mean that you just need to get like another set of eyes, or you just need to run some retirement numbers yourself to convince yourself. I mean, you have a business where I presume, you know, you're always projecting out into the future, right? You're salespeople. So you got to take a little bit more of that approach when it comes to your personal financial life, because it's kind of the similar thing. You say, you know, well, how am I going to reach my goal? This is what I'm going to do. And you back it out just the way I did it. If you're worried and you need to run those numbers, or you want to do it with an advisor, that's fine. But you're probably, I don't know, I'm going to just probably make your advisor mad, because you wrote in and you said you have an advisor right now, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, if you're worried that you don't think you've got the right advisor for you, because maybe you don't trust this so much, and that's why you're calling me, just to sort of be like, oh, I want to get a little extra assurance, then I think what is appropriate is that you can certainly go present this to someone else. But I kind of confident, just based on what you tell me, you know, a lot of income, putting a lot of money away into retirement, and also that you don't actually have huge retirement income needs, that you're on track. But I do want you to pay attention to the fact that if you have a financial planner, anyone listening, if you have, you're working with somebody who's either a financial planner, an advisor, a CFP, a CPA, and you've got some funny feeling that you don't quite trust that, I would listen to that and I would get another opinion to confirm that you're in a relationship that is worthwhile pursuing. So what I would suggest to you, Laura, is I think you might want to go check out a fee-only financial advisor. Maybe you can go through NAPFA, NAPFA.org, and maybe pay someone to do a straight-up retirement analysis for you. And you pay that person by the hour or flat fee, and you start to feel settled in your belly that you're on the right track. Because I think I can do that in a very superficial way. I would prefer that you feel more confident about the person that you may be working with right now. And maybe the only way to do that is to get an unbiased third party to do so. Okay, now you're going to get hammered with these messages of pre-ordering the book. Why? Because I wrote it and I want people to actually now read it. So check out the website, jillonmoney.com. You can find the brandy new book available for pre-order. It's called The Great Money Reset. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. And it is inspired by you guys. I hope you go to the website and pre-order it right now. Okay, do something nice for someone else today. It will make you feel better. It will make that person feel better. Good juju all around. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.